We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Duty Work Wednesday. Let's see Morning Zoo.
Hi, I have a little problem.
Must be out of your mind.
Call 473-104.5.
I almost didn't do it. I thought, is this in bad taste? But you know what? I went for it. I went for it, and I am so glad I did.
What's the worst that could happen?
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
This is Laura.
Hey, Laura. Shaggy says I need to ask you where you're calling from.
I'm calling from Brockton, which is a town about 20 miles outside of Boston.
Oh, wow. Okay. Now, what are you doing way up there?
I work up here now, but I used to live in Virginia. I used to listen to you guys every morning. I actually won tickets to see Chris Brown from you guys a long time ago.
That's cool. He's actually coming back for Pharrell's Festival. You should come back and visit.
Oh, I wish I could. Believe me.
So now what can we do for you up there in the Boston area on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
So I have a boyfriend named Cameron who lives in Virginia Beach, and we've been doing a long distance thing since last summer.
Oh boy, not easy to do.
No, not easy to do. So when we first started all this, I told him I was leaving. He was devastated.
Okay.
Then we decided to try the long distance thing. We was doing a FaceTime every night, and eventually it sort of settled down. But the thing that really got my attention was when I had to cancel a visit recently, I had to postpone. And he was like, it's okay, no big deal. Maybe we could try again next month or something.
Okay, so basically he went from devastated to just like meh about missing you.
Yes, but that's not why I'm calling.
Okay, so why are you calling?
So last weekend I did come down to visit. I stayed at his place and I was getting ready for bed. I was in the bathroom and I went to go throw something away, and I noticed in his trash can there was an empty thing of icebreakers. Do you know the icebreakers, the little mint candy thing?
Yeah, sure, of course.
Okay, so I noticed the empty thing of icebreakers, and the reason I stopped to think about it was because I specifically remember one time, a long time ago, when we started dating, I was eating one, and I offered him one, and he was like, gross, those things are disgusting. So for some reason, that stuck in my head, and I was looking at the empty wrapper, and I was thinking.
And you were thinking, why does a guy who hates icebreakers have an empty wrapper in his bathroom garbage can?
Yes.
So did you ask him? Did you go like, so I see you came around to the whole icebreakers thing?
No, I waited until the next morning when we were in the bathroom brushing our teeth, and I went over to his garbage, and I picked it up. And I was like, do you have any more icebreakers on you?
And what did he say?
He was like, oh, no, those are, I don't even remember how those got there.
He doesn't know how icebreakers got into his bathroom garbage? That's not a very convincing answer.
Right. That's how I feel. And the look on his face when he said it, I was like, it was like I found a bloody fingerprint on a murder scene or something.
So he looks surprised, nervous, guilty?
All of the above.
Oh, wow. Okay. You should have kept that wrapper and had it, like, dusted for prints or something.
Yeah, I should have. There's probably DNA all over that.
Yeah, probably is. Okay, so you would like to know whose icebreakers those really were, and is there somebody else spending time in your boyfriend's bathroom?
His bedroom bathroom.
Icebreakers are the kind of thing like a girl would pop in her mouth the morning after spending the night somewhere when she didn't bring a toothbrush and her breath stinks. I mean, I'm not saying that's what happened, but if I had to play detective, that would be my guess.
Okay, so stand by a minute, and then we're going to get Cameron's number from you, and then we'll call him when we come back, and we'll see if we can find out just whose ice has been breaking in your boyfriend's bedroom's bathroom. Try saying that 5 times real quick.
Hello?
Good morning. Can I speak to Cameron, please?
Yeah, this is Cam.
Hey, Cam, this is the Scotty of the Buzz Morning Show from 98.6, your morning place to rock. How are you this morning, my man?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
We are awesome, as usual. So, listen, my friend, we're in the middle of a contest right now, and the contest is called...
Five Sexy Questions!
Pay attention, because if you win this contest, we have a gigantic prize pack for you, and the person who will be playing along as your partner. Speaking of which, let me bring in my co-host, Jenny Juggs, who's going to explain the rules, Jenny.
Okay, Cameron, so we have a girl on the other line who you are currently in a sexual relationship with, and all you have to do is guess who she is by asking yes or no questions. But here's the catch. You can only ask five questions. After question five, you gotta tell us who it is.
And if you do, the both of you are going to win a fantastic vacation, Buzz.
That's right, Scotty. They'll win an amazing weekend for two at Paradise Island. We'll take care of your flight, hotel, and transportation. All you have to do is enjoy 3 days and take two nights sitting by the pool relaxing on the beach at the amazing Paradise Island Resort. Scotty?
Okay, so Cam, do you think you're up for this?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Okay, so what is going to be your first question? And remember, they all have to be yes or no questions.
Yeah, okay. Does she currently live in the same, or does she currently live in a different state than me?
Jenny?
She said no.
Okay, so that's a no. Next question.
Huh. Okay. Did we meet through work?
Did we meet through work, Jenny?
She said yes.
Ah, she said yes. Okay, three more questions.
Did she just go through a breakup?
She said yes.
Okay, I know who it is.
You know who it is. You don't need the remaining questions then.
No, yeah, I'm going to say it's Brittany.
Okay. Now, who is Brittany? Tell me everything.
She's a friend who just got dumped by her ex-boyfriend, and we've been hanging out a lot.
Okay, and you're helping her get over the ex-guy by being the next guy.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could say that.
Okay, now when was the last time you slept together? I want to see if your answers match up.
I mean, I'm not certain, but like 2 weeks ago, maybe?
Oh, my God. Oh, wow. Now, before we reveal if you're right, we have to take a quick time out for a special guest joining us all the way from Massachusetts this morning. Please welcome Cameron's actual girlfriend, Laura.
Wait, what?
Yeah. So I guess I know why you weren't upset last time I couldn't come down to visit. I guess somebody else been filling in for me.
Oh, snap. Whoa.
Actually, it sounds like this? Cameron's been the one who's been doing the filling in.
Wait, what the f*** is going on right now, guys?
Cam, this is actually the Z Morning Zoo on Z104. Right now, you're on Dirty Work Wednesday. Your girlfriend, Laura, has been listening this entire time. So I would say right about now, you should probably start explaining things, like Brittany, for example.
Yeah, you want to explain that, please?
Do I want to explain what?
How you been going around with some b*** from your work. While I've been up here trying to make enough money to come back and visit your ass, you want to explain that?
No, not on the radio, not really.
So you want to gonna leave it like that? You don't feel like you have to explain anything to me?
I don't know. What do you want me to say? I'm sorry. I didn't want to do this here.
You sorry? You know what? Forget it. Don't explain anything. I don't want to hear it anyways. But you could do me a favor. The next time you have a girlfriend that you're trying to cheat on, make sure you take out the f***ing trash in your bathroom first so she don't have to see somebody else f***ing icebreaker sitting in here.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.